啊，我们有两个月的时间都没有跟大家在一起，所以很想念大家。那下个星期的话，肯定应该也是我来给你们大正道。
Very good. Well, I've been in a series, when I speak to you each month, I've been in a series out of Acts chapter 2. On the back of your sermon, or on the back of your worship folder, you have notes. If you want to follow along tonight, that would be great.
在过去几个月的时间，我花了一些时间，用使徒行传的第二章来做了一系列的讲道。那我们在今天的周报背后呢，也会有今天讲道的大纲，大家可以用那个地方来学习今天的讲道。
And I won't take the time tonight to read all of that because I bounce around a little bit in Acts chapter 2. But be sure to read it on your own when you get a chance, if you would.
好，那接下来我们不会花专门的时间来读这段经文，但是我们在讲道过程中会用到这些经文，所以请大家自己花时间来阅读。
Allow me to pray for us before we jump into tonight's message.
好，那我们先有一个祷告的时间。
God, we come into your house tonight to worship you.
主，我们来到你的殿中来敬拜赞美你。
And we come to share in fellowship and song.And through the word.
主，我们今天来到你的殿中，我们来敬拜你。我们用我们的话语，我们用我们的团契，用我们的歌声来敬拜赞美你。
And I pray tonight that God, not only would you anoint my lips, but that you would anoint our ears and our hands and feet to apply this message tonight.
主，求你今天晚上不但膏我的嘴，也膏我们的口，膏我们的心，膏我们的耳。
And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. George Gallup did a survey of about 13,000 people in 130 countries.
乔治盖洛普呢，他在130个国家，在13,000中做了这样的一个调查。
It was a survey of people who used to go to church but no longer do, and there were a number of questions in that survey.
他调查的对象呢，是一些曾经去教会，但是后来有没有再去教会的人。
One of the questions asked was this, what would need to happen for you to return to church?
这个调查呢有很多的问题，其中一项问题就是如果要发生什么样的事情才能又把你重新又带回到教会当中。
And the number one answer that they gave was passion in the lives of the members and leaders of the church.
那他们收到的第一个答案就是他们需要在教会的会员或者教会的领袖当中，看他们生活里面有热情、有激情。
People who had left the church desperately wanted to see in the lives of those who go to church a passion.
那些离开了教会的人，他们非常想看到在教会去教会的领袖和会员当中，他们生命当中能够有激情。
They wanted to see a fire.
他们想看到他们生命当中有热火。
They wanted to see a zeal.
他们也想看到他们的生命当中有热忱。
They wanted to see an enthusiasm that made church meaningful.
他们想看到大家的生命当中有这样的热情，能够让教会的生活有意义。
And as we've been looking at this Acts chapter 2 passage, it's been the idea of how can we grow and develop as a healthy church.
那我们知道使徒行传的第二章，让我们看到我们要怎么样做，才能让我们的教会有很好的成长。
If you're going to have a healthy church, if I'm going to have a healthy church, if we're going to have healthy churches in our community, those have to begin with an undeniable passion for God in each one of our lives.
如果我们要想要我们的教会，不论是你我的教会，要有健康的成长，我们首先要的就是我们的在教会当中要有对神的追求的热情。
The dictionary says that passion is an intense emotion.A strong feeling, a great devotion with an intense conviction.
那在我们知道在字典中，我们查这个激情、热情这样一个词，我们发现它的意思是有一种强烈的热烈的一种感情，而且由此会有完全的投入。
And that conviction is what fuels or motivates each one of us toward compelling action.
那而且他们会有一个坚定的信念。这样坚定的信念会带出一些有力的行动。
And basically, passion is anything that you invest your time, your thought, and your energy on.
那这个热情就是凡是你愿意花你的时间和你的精力在上面的。
God Himself is a God of passion.
我们知道神他本身也是一个热情有充满激情的神。
We are made in His likeness.
我们是照着神的样式来被建造。
And you and I are called to be people of passion.
所以我们也是像神，像我们应该像神一样，有神一样的热情和激情。
And if you're anything like me, there can be some real difficulties from time to time in keeping a high level of passion in our lives.
啊，我们知道，我也承认，在我们的生命当中，我们有时候很难在我们生命当中一直保持有这么强烈的热情。
And there are some reasons for that. And in the back of your notes, I'm just going to do these quickly. But in the back of your notes, I have five things that can rob our passion.
啊，那是的确是有很多的原因会带来这样的一个结果。那在我们的周报上啊，我们笔记上我们有五个这样的原因。
The first thing that can rob our passion is not knowing our purpose.
啊，那第一条就是我们不能不知道我们每个人自己的目的。
God has an incredible purpose for every single one of us.
神为我们每一位弟兄姐妹都有一个个人的目的。
Jeremiah 29:11 is a personal favorite verse of mine, and it says this: "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you a hope and a future."
啊，那在耶利米书第二十九章是我也很喜欢的一节经文，29:11，耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念，是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们。”以后幕后有指望。
If we're going to live a passionate life, we need to make sure that we know our purpose.
啊，如果我们要讲我们生命当中要有热情、有激情，我们一定要知道我们生命的意义、目的。
Another thing that can rob our passion is forgetting our first love.
啊，那另外一样会让我们失去我们的热情、激情的，就是我们忘记了我们起初的爱。
That means that we've become apathetic.
啊，也就表示我们的生命好像显得非常的麻木不仁。
It means that we're without love.
也就是我们缺乏我们的爱。
And that first love for you and I as believers is Christ and Christ alone.
啊，那我们爱的第一步就是对神和神的爱。
The third thing that will rob us of our passion is worrying about tomorrow. How many of you have a tendency to worry about tomorrow?
啊，那第三项就是为明天而担忧。有多少人是为明天而担忧呢？
A few of us, yes, absolutely. Well, here's what Matthew 6:25 says. Therefore, it's Jesus' words. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. And then he gives some examples of things not to worry about.
那在马太福音的第六章二十五节，神耶稣有提醒大家说，我要告诉你不要为生命而忧虑。
When we spend our time worrying about the tomorrows, we have a tendency to lose some of our passion in life.
当我们花很多的精力在为明天而担忧的时候，我们就会失去我们的热情。
Another thing that can rob our passion is seeking approval from others instead of God.
啊，那另外一个让我们失去我们热情激情的，就是我们所追求的是人的赞同，而不是神的赞同。
Paul says in Galatians 1:10, "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God?"
啊，在加拉太书说，保罗说，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心？
Or am I trying to please men?
或者是我们要得人的心，讨人的喜欢。
If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
如果人就是要讨人的喜欢，那我就不是基督的仆人了。
When we seek the approval of other people rather than God, that tends to steal or rob our passion.
当我们想要得到的是人的欢心，而不是神的欢心，那我们就会失去我们的热情。
And then the fifth thing that can rob our passion is real simple. It's becoming lazy.
那第五条的话就非常简单，就是会懒惰。
Romans 12:11 encourages us to never be lazy in our work, but to serve the Lord enthusiastically.
在罗马书的12:11有这样说到。殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
We have to look at our life and figure out where we are on the passion level. We have to figure out if we're one, a low, or ten, or a high, or somewhere in between.
当我们看我们的生命的时候，我们要看看我们的生命的热情在什么样的程度。我们是很低的，像低层那样的低，还是很高，像十分那样的高的热情。
And we need to take a look at these five examples and then make sure that we do not fall victim to these things that will take our passion away.
当我们看到这五个可以让我们失去我们起初的热心的时候，我们要警惕我们自己，不要陷入这五个 陷阱当中，让我们失去我们的热情。
Now for our message tonight, we need to look at this area of passion, and we want to look at the early church believers and ask the question, why were the early church believers passionate? And I want to share five thoughts with you this evening.
那我们要来看一看这个《使徒行传》第二章，我们看看早期的教会，他们当时的教会的会员成员，他们为什么会有那样的热心？我们待会从五个方面来进行分享。
The first reason why they were passionate, it's in your notes. If you want to take additional notes, that would be fine. The first reason they were passionate is because they saw miracles, signs, and wonders.
那第一就是因为他们有看到神迹、异能和奇事。
A sign is something that indicates or expresses the existence of something else, not immediately apparent.
那我们知道神迹就是表征一项事物它的存在性。尽管它的这个存在性从别的方面来看好像并不是很明显。
A miracle is an event that appears to be contrary to the laws of nature and is regarded as an act of God which is amazing and extraordinary and unexpected.
那讲到这个奇事，我们知道奇事就是一个看上去好像跟自然律不相符合，而且好像我们能够看成是神的奇迹。
And the wonders that the Bible talks about are things that are just simply amazing or admirable or things that we would see and just stand in awe of, especially at something that's beautiful or new.
那我们讲到这个异能和奇事，我们讲的就是一个让人感到非常吃惊，而且让人敬佩、赞赏的事情，特别是看到一个新的或者是一个完美的事物的时候。
And the early church was passionate because they saw these miracles.And signs and wonders all around them.
那早期的教会，他们之所以能够充满了激情，是因为他们看到了有很多的神迹、奇事和异能。
Here in this chapter of Acts, we find in verse 2, there was a blowing of a violent wind.
那我们知道在使徒行传第二章的第二节有讲到说，当时有一阵大风吹过。
In verse 3, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire.
他们又看到第三节，有看到说有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
In verse 4, they began to speak in other languages.
那第四节我们看到说，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Verse 5 says they were bewildered. They were just awestruck.
那第五节看到说，大人都个人都非常的纳闷，甚纳闷。
Verse 12 says they were amazed and yet perplexed.
那第十二节看到说，众人就都惊讶猜疑。
Verse 43, it says that everyone was filled with awe.
那在第四十三节，我们看到众人都很惧怕。
And many wonders and miraculous signs were being done.
非常人都为这些所看到的奇事感到神迹奇事，行了很多的神迹奇事。
Can you imagine being in that place that day and seeing all the events that took place, all of the signs, all of the wonders, and all of the miracles? That itself would drive some passion within us.
大家能不能够想象，如果在当天那个地方，你看到所有的这些神迹、奇事和异能的事情发生，它能带来的就会是热情。
In Acts chapter 1, Jesus had told the disciples to wait.For the gift that my Father has promised. And it's interesting to note that God used specific signs and specific wonders to help the disciples understand what was taking place.
我们知道在《使徒行传》的第一章，耶稣就告诉他的门徒，要他们等待神所要赐下，天父所要赐下的礼物。然后在这里我们也很有趣的看到，耶稣会用这样的例子来帮助他的门徒能够来明白神要给他们显的神迹奇事。
And because they were Jewish, they were well versed in Old Testament terminology. They understood their cultural surroundings, and when the events of the day were taking place, the disciples had no doubt that it was God who was orchestrating all of these events.
我们知道当时的那里的会众大部分都是犹太人，他们能够明白非常熟悉旧约的圣经，他们也知道犹太人他们的一些文化的背景，所以当他们看到当时所发生的一切事情的时候，他们心中没有任何的疑问，他们知道这是神所做的一切的功。
And in the Old Testament, the word wind or the use of wind was a sign and a symbol of God's life. And so the sound of a rushing mighty wind said that this was a God life-giving presence.
我们知道在旧约当中，风也表征着神的同在，神的神的生命。所以这里讲到第二节提到说有大风的吹过，就表示是有神他赐生命的同在。
And if we were to continue to dig a little bit deeper into some of these word meanings out of the Old Testament, we don't have time tonight to unwrap all of this, but we would also discover that fire was used as a sign and a symbol of God's acceptance.
那我们继续更进一步的看，尽管我们有很多的时间，我们看到这个火在这个旧约里面经常用来代表是神的接受、接纳。
God proved that he accepted the sacrifice of Elijah by consuming the offering with fire from heaven.
在旧约当中，神他接受了以利亚他的献祭，通过用火来烧了这个祭物。
On two occasions in the Old Testament, God accepted the dedication of a new temple or the dwelling place by sending fire from heaven.
那在旧约当中也有至少两个地方，神接受了这个殿的一个圣殿，通过火的烧火来接受了两个圣殿。
And when the disciples on this day saw the fire from above, it too was evidence to them of God's acceptance.
所以在五旬节那天，当时那些信徒们他们看到火的降下的时候，他们就知道是神的同在。
And the disciples and the early believers were passionate.Because they saw God working right in front of them.
所以当时他们耶稣的门徒和当时的会徒，他们充满了热情和激情，因为他们看到神的工就在他们面前显现。
I wonder sometimes if we lack passion because we don't see God right in front of us.
那我想我们有时候我们生命当中缺乏激情热情，是因为我们没有看到神就在我们面前来做工。
Or do we?See God right in front of us.
那我们有没有看到神在我们的面前来做工呢？
I think that's the probability for us that we see God. We may not always recognize Him, but we see signs, we see miracles, and we see wonders all around us every day.
有时候我们可以看到神，但是仿佛好像没有看见。其实我们在我们生命当中，在我们周遭有很多的神迹奇事。
And friends, those are things that can drive the passion in our lives as believers.
那我们这些周围的这些神迹奇事，可以让我们的生命当中能够带来更多的激情和热情。
The second reason why the early believers were passionate is because they were witnesses to the life and the events of Jesus.
那第二点原因，当时的信徒他们充满了激情热情，是因为他们见证了耶稣的生命。
Here's a little background to what's taking place. Acts chapter 2, 22 through 41. Jesus had been arrested, he had been crucified, he had been buried, and then he rose again.
我们知道这是当时的一点背景情况。在当时耶稣他被捕，然后也被在十字架上被钉了十字架，然后有被埋葬，然后三天以后又复活。
And after he had risen from the dead, he appeared to Mary Magdalene and to Thomas the doubter,And on more than one occasion, he had already appeared to the disciples.
当耶稣在死里复活以后，他向莫大拉的玛利亚显现，也向怀疑的托马斯来显现。然后他也向在超过一次的时候，也对他的门徒显现。
And so we come to this place in Acts chapter 2 where Peter was addressing the crowd before him.
那所以在我们看到当在彼得向他周围的信徒们来门徒使徒的会众来解来传道的时候
，And here's part of what he said, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know."
这里有说到以色列人呢，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间实行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him on the cross.
他说他既按着神的定旨先见被交于人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
And what Peter was trying to tell the crowd before him, and he was saying was that the Jewish people had front row seats to the life of Jesus.
啊，这里彼得想要告诉会众的就是。当时的犹太人，他们其实清清楚楚的有很好的机会看到耶稣他的一生。
Many of them had probably seen Jesus at one point or another in their lifetime.
啊，在他们的生命当中，当时的那些会众可能在生命当中也看到过耶稣。
They had heard the news about his death and resurrection, and some of them may have been there for witnesses of the actual death.
啊、他们有些人可能也听到耶稣的受死和耶稣的复活，其中有些人可能也在耶稣被钉死的时候在那里在当场。
And you really could not, there's no way that you could have been a Jew in that day and in that part of the world without knowing who Jesus was and what had happened to him.、
啊、其实在当时那个时候，作为犹太人，他们不可能不知道耶稣是谁，也不可能不知道耶稣所发生的一切事情，在耶稣身上发生的一切事情。
And in this little message that Peter had to the crowd, he was challenging them to not forget that when he said, "As you yourselves know."
啊，那在这一段的经文中，我们可以看到彼得他向当时的会众挑战，要他们不要忘记那样段的过经过，耶稣的一生。他们这样说道：“他说，正如你们所说知道的那样。”
And he goes on to say in verse 32 that God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of that fact.
啊，就这样，在三十二节中提到的那样，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
And that was part of the inspiration and part of the passion of the early church that they were witnesses to the life and the events of Jesus.
啊，他们当时。早期教会他们的 会众，他们能够见证到神耶稣的一生和所发生在他身上的一切的事情，成为他们生命中有活力有热情的动力。
There's a great show on ABC, and the title of the show is What Would You Do? How many of you have ever seen that show before?
在 ABC 电视台啊，有一个很流行的这样的一个节目，就是你会做什么样的，你会怎么做呢？有没有谁在座的你有看过这个电视节目？
Nobody. I guess it wasn't as great as I thought it might be, but that's all right. All right, one or two people. All right. So on that show, they essentially set up as people as eyewitnesses to certain events.
在那个节目当中，这个就会把一些参加这个节目的人呢，把它放在一个特定的情景当中。
And in one of the events, they had a person walk into a local bar and steal a lady's purse.
那其中一个节目里面，那就让一个人他走到一个当地的一个酒吧，偷了一个人的钱包。
They had cameras all around so that they could catch the response of the people eating and drinking.
在那个酒吧当中有很多的一些摄像机，他们就来能够抓住每一个人对这件事情的反应。
And as predicted, there were some who saw what took place, and they did absolutely nothing.
就像大家能够想象的那样，这个摄像机涉及到有些人他们看见了所发生的这样的这件偷钱包的事情，但是没有说任何的话，没有做任何的事。
And there are others who saw what took place, and they told somebody else.
那有一些人呢，他看到了发生的事情，他就告诉了边上的人。
And then there were some who saw what took place, and they chose to do something about it.
那也有一些人他看见了发生的事情，而且也决定他们采取了一些行动。
A number of people in this television program had been an eyewitness to the purse being stolen, but only a few did anything about it.
在这个节目当中，有很多的人看到了有人的钱包被偷，但是其实只有一少部分的人，他们有做一样的，有采取了行动。
And this is exactly the same situation here in Acts chapter 2.
那这个电视节目的情形和我们在《使徒行传》中第二章所看到的其实是完全的一样。
There were people who saw what took place and did nothing.
有人看到发生的事情没有做任何的回应。
Others saw what took place and they told somebody else about it.
那有些人看到了发生的事情，他把这样的事情告诉他周围的人。
And then there were some who saw what took place and they did something about it.
那有些人看到事情的发生以后，他就做出了回应。
And the ones who did something about it were the ones who, upon hearing Peter's message and knowing that what they had seen was true, they accepted the message that Peter was telling, and they repented, and they came to Christ.
那采取做出了回应的人，就仿佛是当时听了彼得的正道的那些会众，他们知道彼得所说的一切是真实的，他们就内心悔改，归入主的名下。
And the early church believers were passionate because they were witnesses and they acted upon what they had seen firsthand.
那早期的教会的会众，他们之所以有这样的热情，因为他们见证了主耶稣的一生，他们也看见证了这一切，也让他们的行在行动上做出了应有的回应。
The third reason tonight why they were passionate is because they were witnesses to the fulfillment of prophecy.
那第三点就是他们也见证了一些见证了预言的实现。
Again, Peter is addressing the crowd in Acts chapter 2, and he says, "Fellow Jews and everybody else who lives in Jerusalem, let me explain to you what is taking place. Listen carefully," he says, "to what I have to say."
就像在《使徒行传》中第二章有提到的那样。 彼得在对会众说的时候，他说：“犹太人和一些住在耶路撒冷的人，请听我说。”
He's reminding them of the prophecies that they were well educated upon.
他在提醒他们所了解熟知的一个这样的预言。
And he says, "The prophet Joel, who you have heard about, who you have read about, and who you have studied, said this: In the last days, God says."
他这里提到说，你们所熟知、你们所了解的先知约珥有说这样的话，说神说在末后的日子。
And then Peter listed a series of prophecies regarding this very event at Pentecost.
在五旬节的这一天，彼得有提到先知约珥所述说的这样的一些的预言。
And then in verses 25 through 28, Peter refers back to the prophetic words of King David, who, as Jewish people, they highly respected because he had been one of their kings earlier in their history as people.
那在第25到第28节，彼得又提到了大卫他们的先祖，而且他们所尊敬的先祖所提到的预言。
Verse 29, Peter says, "Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day."
29节有这样提到，弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了，也葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
Verse 30, "But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne."
第30节，大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他起誓。
Verse 31, "Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay."
就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活说，他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
And as those who were listening to Peter's words and remembering what they had learned as young kids in the temple of the Jewish tradition, I think what was happening was that there were light bulbs going on in their hearts and their minds.
当时的会众他们听到彼得的正道，他们就想起他们也许从小的时候在会堂里学习的东西，就仿佛是在他们的心中、他们的脑海里点燃了一辆明亮的灯泡。
And they began recognizing that Jesus was the fulfillment of so many prophecies that they had read and that they heard about.
他们就意识到耶稣真的是完成了他们许多所学知道的预言。
There are over 400 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled, and there is a good chance that most of them were well versed in these prophecies.
当时有超过400项的这样的预言，耶稣有来实现，他们。 这些犹太人可能很有可能，他们对这些所有的这些预言都非常的熟悉。
And again, can you imagine being there that day and experiencing all of what the early believers were experiencing?
你能够想象在当时那个情形，早期教会的会员他们所体会、所经历的那一切吗？
Wouldn't that give us some motivation and some drive and some passion?
那些他们所经历的那一切 是不是会给他们有很多的这样的激励 有很多这样的动力?
I think it would, as it did with the early believers.
我想答案是肯定的。
Friends, you and I are witnesses to prophecy being fulfilled every single day of our lives.
其实弟兄姐妹们, 我们每一个人, 我们在我们的生命的每一天, 可以看到有很多的预言在我们的生命中得到实践。
Turn on the news this week and pull out your Bible and begin reading about some of the prophecies that are being fulfilled today.
当你打开我们的圣经, 并且来读我们每个星期的新闻的时候, 你可能会发现有很多的预言在我们的生命当中一天一天的被实现。
Some of the prophecies that we would hear about in the news are perhaps a little dismal, but we know what happens in the end.
尽管有些这样的预言, 我们知道听起来可能非常的让人沮丧, 但是我们知道所发生的是什么样的事情。
And with that alone, you and I can have, we can have passion in our lives because we are witnesses to the fulfillment of prophecy.
当我们见证到这么多的预言在我们的生命当中被实现的时候, 我们的生命就会有热情,有活力。
The fourth reason they were passionate is because they experienced transformation in their own lives.
那第四条原因就是他们在他们的生命当中看到生命的改变。
One of the most amazing miracles of nature is the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into a butterfly.
在自然界当中有一个最奇妙的一个转变，就是我们看到毛毛虫可以变成美丽的蝴蝶。
When you look at the before and then the after of the same creature, it's like night and day. It changes from being slow and fat and crawling on the ground to colorful and thin and flying through the air.
当我们看到这个转变之前之后的对比的时候，就好像是天白天和晚上那样的对比。它们毛毛虫最开始是这么在地上这么肥胖，但是变成了美丽的蝴蝶飞在天上。
And the actual metamorphosis is kind of a boring procedure from our point of view.
其实从外面来看，我们知道这样的一个转变过程好像是显得非常的无趣。
And all that we actually see is the cocoon on the outside.
我们在外面能够看到的好像就是一个像蚕茧一样的一个东西。
While all of the change is going on the inside.
但是所有的转变都在它的里面。
When a caterpillar is turning into a butterfly, the process is slow.
当毛毛虫它转变成美丽的蝴蝶的时候，这个转变的过程也许是个缓慢的过程。
And the last thing that you and I would want to do is to hurry up that process.
那其实我们并不想要能够很快的来加速这样的一个过程。
And here's the truth for us tonight.
今天晚上我们需要学习的这样的一个真理是，
You and I are also under the process of change, a transformation.
其实弟兄姐妹，每一个人都在我们的这个人生的转变当中。
It's just a part of our nature.
这是我们生命的一部分。
And as we look at our scripture that we have been studying, we find that Peter, as the leader of this group and the speaker of that day, was a testimony to the transformational work of God in a person's life.
其实我们在我们刚才读到的这段经文，我们看到彼得他是那一天的那个会众的领袖，他也是当时那场讲道的讲道者。我们看到他其实他本身就见证了神能够在一个人生命中所做的改变。
And again, here's a little background for us. Peter was one of the original disciples of Jesus.
这是一点当时的一些背景知识。我们知道彼得是当时耶稣他的一个门徒。
There had been a 3-year journey that was undoubtedly a journey of a lifetime for Peter.
他跟耶稣在一起三年的这样的时间，是他一生的一个这样的旅程。Peter
was able to experience firsthand the miraculous healings, the teachings, and the love that flowed from Jesus' life.
彼得在耶稣的身边，他有这样的第一手的资料，他看到了耶稣所做的一切的让人吃惊的这样的治疗，还有他的教导和他的爱。And
in the last days of Jesus, something took place in Peter's heart and his mind, and when asked about his association with Jesus, Peter denied that he had ever known or had ever walked with Jesus.
但是在耶稣在世上的最后的几天，在 彼得他的脑海里可能发生了一些变化。当人家问他和耶稣的关系的时候，他否认了他认识耶稣，也否认了他曾经和耶稣在一起三年。
Peter gave it all up. He feared for his reputation. He feared for his friendships and for his own life.
彼得在那个时候，他放弃了耶稣，因为他可能是为着他自己的名声，为着自己的安全。
And after Jesus had been buried and then rose from the dead, like I said earlier, he appeared to the disciples more than one occasion.
耶稣当他受死被埋葬以后，三天复活，在复活以后，向他的门徒显现多次。
And the last time he appeared to them was on the beach at the Sea of Galilee.
那最后一次向他们显现的时候是在加利利的海边。
And it's at this place where Jesus reinstates Peter to be the spokesperson or the forefront witness and the great evangelist who would go on to share the message of Christ throughout all of Jerusalem and beyond.
也就是在那个时候，耶稣再一次的让彼得又成为当时他们的发言人，好像是，然后让他成为一个大的使徒，能够把所有的把福音能够传到耶路撒冷，传遍地极。
And it's an incredible testimony of the grace and the mercy that Christ offers to every one of us for the purpose of transformation.
这真是一个非常美好的见证，我们看到，因为神他的恩典，因为神他的慈爱，我们每个人都会有生命的改变。
And the early believers were passionate because they too had experienced that same grace and that same mercy in their lives.
那早期教会的会众，他们之所以生命当中有热情、有热心，就是因为他们看到他们生命的改变，能够经历到神的恩典、神的慈爱。
And because of that transformational experience, Peter says in verse 38 to the crowd, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
也就是因为彼得他的生命的改变，所以彼得在那个时候他对会众说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And he went on to say, to save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
他接下来他也说到，能够救自己脱离这弯曲的弯曲的时代。
And those who accepted the message and were baptized that day was about 3,000 people who were added to the number of the early church.
在当天领受彼得的话语受洗的人，有那一天门徒添了3,000人。
3,000 people experienced or began their journey of transformation on that day. What was no longer. They had a change in their heart and in their mind.
在那一天有3,000人，他们开始了他们生命改变的这样一个旅程。曾经的老我的一切已经不在，他们开始的是他们心中和他们的脑海里的一种改变。
And transformation in our lives will take some time. We're not going to change 100% overnight. There has to be a process.
我们知道当我们的生命发生改变的时候，这个改变不是一天一个晚上的事情。我们不可能一天晚上完全的做100%的改变。
And transformation in our lives creates passion because we see changes taking place.
这样的我们生命的改变就会我们带来我们生命的热情和热心，因为我们看到我们的生命发生了真正的改变。
And then the fifth reason that they were passionate, and then we'll close tonight, is because they wanted others to know about Christ.
那今天晚上的我们分享的最后一点，他们之所以能够有蛮有热心、蛮有热情，是因为他们希望能有更多的人能够认识耶稣。
If the early believers out of this passage had just been content with going to church for an hour a week and doing it more out of obligation than anything else, and maybe they didn't really have the desire to share Christ with others, they would have completely missed the idea of what Jesus had been teaching them the whole time.
如果早期教会他们的会员，他们能够满足于好像一个星期只来教会一个小时、两个小时，而且如果他们也没有这样的热情要和别人分享耶稣基督，那他们就完全没有能够领会到神需要他们领会的旨意。
Evangelism or telling others about Christ is an essential part of why you and I are here.
来传神的传递福音，能够和别人分享神的话语，应该是我们生命当中很中心核心的一部分。
And we're here on this earth to worship God, and as a part of that worshiping Him is to share our faith with others.
我们在这个世上，我们要来敬拜赞美我们的神。那我们敬拜赞美的很重要的一部分，就是要和我们周遭的人来分享我们所信的神，我们的福音。
You see, Jesus had really set them up with an understanding that evangelism would be expected.
其实我们知道，耶稣在当时就告诉他们，传递神的福音直到地极是神所期待他们所做的。
In Acts chapter 1:8, just before Christ returned to heaven, he said to his disciples that every person who receives the Holy Spirit will receive power. And will be. It wasn't an optional thing for the early church. And will be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
我们知道在使徒行传第一章，耶稣升上天之前，他对他的门徒说，告诉他们，你们圣灵必会降临在你们的身上。当你们圣灵得到这样的能力的时候，你们就要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And if we were to take the time tonight to read further into the book of Acts, there are numerous times when we can read statements like, and many were added to their number on that day.
其实当我们仔细的来阅读《使徒行传》的时候，我们发现有很多的地方都提到有很多的人加添给他们的教会。
They were passionate because they wanted other people to know about Christ.
他们充满了热情和热心，因为他们想让更多的人能够来了解他们的神，他们的基督。
In a recent survey in churches in North America, 75% of churches are declining or dying.
在最近做的这样的一个调查，我们知道在美国的教会有75%的教会是在一个不断的退化当中。
24% of churches are growing, but they're growing by transfer membership from other churches.
有24%的教会是在成长，但是他们成长的原动力是来自于吸收从别的教会来的会员。
And only 1% of all the churches in North America are growing because they are reaching people who have never had a relationship with Christ.
那只有1%的教会是真正的成长，他们的成长是通过向不认识神的人来传递福音。
Jesus said that he came to seek and to save those who were lost.
耶稣说他来是要来寻找那些失散的人。
And the challenge before us today is, do we want to be part of that 1% group that's doing what Jesus commanded his church to do?
那我们今天我们要回答这样的一个挑战性的问题，就是我们是不是要成为那1%的教会中的一员，能够来完成神所要我们所完成的事情。
Friends, in order for us to do that, we're going to need a passion for Christ and a heart for those who do not yet believe.
朋友们，我们要做这样的事，完成这样的使命，我们必须内心中对神有这样的火热的心，我们要对那些失散的人有爱。
The early church was passionate about sharing their faith.
早期的教会他们有这样的热心来传递，来和大家一起分享神的话语，分享神的爱。
And God has brought together those of us who love Him and love lost souls in order to reach the world for Christ. And to reach our world for Jesus, you and I have to have passion.
神把我们爱神的弟兄姐妹们放在了一起，我们不但爱我们的神，也对失散的人我们有这样的一份爱心。神要我们在一起，我们来为了神的缘故，为了基督的缘故，来扩展他的国度。
Let me pray for us tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray that these words would inspire our hearts and our minds this evening.
主，我们愿意我们今天晚上所分享的话语，能够在我们的心中来激励我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
I pray that we will take your instructions out of Acts chapter 1 and reach the world for you.
主，我们愿意能够按照你在使徒行传第一章所给我们的大的使命，我们来在为了你的缘故来扩展你的国度。
But Lord, we know that reaching the world starts with reaching our community.
主，我们知道我们要扩展你的国度，就要从能够在我们自己周遭的社区开始。
It's our Jerusalem.
这是我们的耶路撒冷。
And God, would you help each one of us
主, 求你帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹
to reach someone who is far away from you
能够向还不认识的人来分享你
in the coming weeks and months ahead
在接下来的一段时间里面
God, I pray that you would anoint us
主求你膏我们
that you would give us the words
能够把你的话语交给我们
that you would remove fear
能够挪去我们心中的恐惧
that you would give us opportunity
能够给我们有这样的机会
and that we would come across people who are open and receptive to the gospel of Jesus Christ
能够遇到有这样的人能够打开他的心能够来接受基督耶稣从他作为他们个人的救主
We pray these things in your name, Amen
我们奉主的名祷告 Amen
We thank you for Pastor Smith's sermons, and now we have responsive hymns. We ask the Lord to lead our church to become a church of passion, and also ask the Lord to help us to refrain from doing those five things that will rob us passion. So.
Once again, I would like to thank Pastor Rob once more for bringing the Word of God to us, to edify us at least once a month. And by the way, the next Sunday will be Pastor Rob to preach the gospel also.
再一次我要感谢 Rob 牧师能够来到我们当中把神的话语传讲给我们。那接下来这个星期下个星期的话也是 Rob Smith 牧师也会带我们当中继续的证道。
And the name of our church is called the House of the Christ Love.
我们教会的名称是叫做主爱之家。
Now this simple term has a very significant meaning.
那这样的一个名称有非常重要的意义。
And also a profound theological implication.
也有很深的神学的意义在里面。
And for one thing, the God we worship is a God of love.
那我们知道第一就是我们所敬拜的神是一个爱的神
And he's a relational God
他也是个人关系的神
And he's our personal God
他是我们个人的神
So which set aside the Christianity above all other religions